This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. I am on the road today, but I am thinking about how you can't beat God giving. Recently, we talked about how we can sometimes have the best idea that is rooted in the highest good, and yet it still doesn't align with God's will. And this was the case with David as he compared his house to the Lord's house. He saw that he lived in the house of cedar, yet the Lord's dwelling was nothing more than a tent. And this really bothered David, and he had to fix this. So it was on his heart to build a temple for God, and not just any temple, but a magnificent temple, one that would glorify God. But later that night, word came to Nathan from God to tell David that it was not him who was the one to build his temple. And so even though David may have been heartbroken by this news, he didn't wallow in it. He accepted God's will. And in turn, this is how God responded. So first, God reminds David of what he's already done, that he moved him from the pasture to being prince over his people, that he was with him through every battle and cut off his enemies at every direction. And then finally, he tells David that his son will be the one to build the temple and that his throne will be established forever. So we see that David's sincere heart was trying to build a house for God, and God in turn was building a dynasty for David. So whatever you have on your heart today to do for God or to do for his children, keep at it and watch how God blesses you and your loved ones. And as you think about that, hold on to these words. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Psalm 37:4. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, know that you can't beat God giving.